I'm speaking to the Guardian's Chris McGreal, who's on the front line outside Ajdabia. Chris, what's going on there this morning?
Well, it's pretty much the stalemate we've seen for the past 3 days, although there has been rather more intensive firing from the Gaddafi side of the line. Shells and rockets coming in today, quieting down now, but there were periods when every 20 minutes or so there was a burst of rocket and shell fire. It's hard to say just how Gaddafi's forces have been doing in the face of Allied airstrikes, periodic, although we haven't heard any this morning. But clearly they still have fight in them, and they clearly still have the ammunition to be able to keep the rebel forces at bay. It's those tanks and those rockets that are preventing the revolutionaries from moving down towards Ajdabia. The rebels have been counting on the Allied airstrikes to knock out Gaddafi's forces, his heavy weapons, and its ability to fight. But that hasn't happened yet.
And can you see the coalition aircraft overhead? I mean, what's that like being there as this no-fly zone's being enforced?
You don't see the aircraft. Sometimes you hear them. Yesterday we clearly heard them. Today we haven't heard any. That doesn't mean to say they're not there. Certainly when we were in Benghazi and the attacks began on a Saturday night, we heard the explosions. We didn't hear the aircraft. I guess it's some of them are flying very, very high indeed. But even those that are close enough to hear, we are not seeing. What we do hear is the sound of the aircraft, and then there's sometimes quite a long time goes by, a minute or two, and then you hear the explosions. And by then, the sound of the aircraft is actually gone.
Okay, and what's the situation like on the front line in terms of numbers? How many are up there with you?
Well, the rebel forces have thinned out considerably. I think one of the things that the rebel commanders, such as they are, have tried to do is that there's been thousands of young men pouring towards the front, grabbing any weapon they can find, and jumping in their cars and going off to fight. And then when they come under attack, they retreat in this chaos, which just depletes the rebels' ability to defend their positions. Now what's happened is most of those men seem to be being kept back a couple of kilometers from the front, and they're letting through those who seem to be better able to fight. They have proper weapons, rather large machine guns mounted on the back of pickup trucks, or those with some experience in the army. There's not many of them, just a few hundred down towards the front, but it does give a sense at the moment anyway of more discipline. When the rocket and shell fire comes in, they tend not to just turn and run.
And you mentioned there machine guns that the rebels have at the front line. Obviously they're being shelled. Do they have anything, any kind of heavy artillery of their own to kind of return fire to Gaddafi's forces?
Not much. They do have rocket launchers mounted onto the back of pickup trucks, and they have been using those. It's hard to say to what effect. They make a very loud noise, and they create a very large cloud of sand dust in the desert. But whether they're actually hitting Gaddafi's forces is hard to know. Certainly, what they don't seem to be doing is breaking Gaddafi's forces in any way, or forcing them into the retreat. As I say, they seem to be pretty firmly entrenched for now, and defending themselves quite hard.